The first thing this week, before Vayakel, I have to apologize. I didn't say a shir in Kisisa. It was a week, Baruch Hashem, a simchas in our family. We had a chasna, and it was just impossible to, at least I wasn't able to prepare a shir. So I skipped Kisisa. As a kapora for that, I'll just talk a little bit in Vayakel, in a more cloliastic way, about the Mishkan, because really we're getting to some very, very profound issues over here, and it's kedai to be ma'ayin in them. The other day, a younger man came and he said, like he always feels bad, Tumah, Tetzaveh, Vayakel, Pikudeh. He says, it gets boring, you hear so much about the Mishkan, this, Nachamol, 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 it's all too much. And I said, "Oy Gewalt, yeah, if that's how we feel, then it's taka an och an ave. I want to be mismakeid in the Ramban. That's in chapter Lamed Zayin, Posuk Chof Tes. No, chapter Lamed Zayin. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Chapter Lamed Vov in Posuk Ches." The last paragraph, Ba'al HaKlal says, when you look at the stories of the Mishkan in the generality, the constant repetitions, Nachamol, this size and this size, and he did it and he did it, like there's a lot of repetition over there, and people want to know, like, why do you have to repeat so much all the time? Zog der Heilige Ramban, not like that, younger man, that he was bored. But the Rabban Shem wasn't bored. Forget that he repeated it, Nochamol, Nochamol, Nochamol. Valaklal kol ze derech chibo v'derech malo. Loime, ki chofetz Hashem b'melocha. The Rabban Shem was delighted as this melocha of the Binyan HaMishkan took place. And he mentions it very, very often. Not quite sure what the Ramban means by that. He says there's more scha, the more the Torah mentions it. So I guess each time that you drive in a nail over here, or this, or that, so it's a kiyum of a mitzvah. So the more you mention it, so the more mitzvahs there are. But not sure about that really, because the Ramban goes on, Ki inyan masha amru b'medrash, yofes sichas avde bote ova is lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitarosan shel bonem, shehare pashosa shel Eliezer shnayim v'shola shtapen hi amura. So he brings a dimyon, that just like by the Maaseh Mishkan, there's a lot of repetition. So in the story of Eliezer, first he lays his plans when he stands by the water, and then he fears it out, and he discusses with Rivka, and then he comes with Lover, and then with Besuel. Stutzach up, constant repetitions. So what's the Ramban mean? So you see that something which is very choviv to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yofe sichas avde bote ova is lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I guess yofe is, over here has the same meaning as choviv. Mitoroson shel bonem. That the Torah of the bonem, yeah, you learn whole yesoides of halacha from an extra vav. And the Torah is very much mekatzer. And here by Eliezer, it's not mekatzer at all. It says it nochamol and nochamol and nochamol. So by the Mishkan also, it says it nochamol and nochamol and nochamol. I said before that I don't know exactly what that phrase means. Lahaba ischa le'oiskimbo. By Eliezer, that's not an issue. There was no issue of, not that I know of at least, that somehow Eliezer got scha. The more it says in the Torah about what he said, I don't know what scha is involved there. I would have thought if the Ramban would have said, "Bala klal kol ze derech chibo v'derech malo, loime ki chofetz Hashem b'melocho, umazke oiso b'teroso po'omim rabois," if he would have stopped there and not have had the phrase "Lahabo ischa le'oskim bo," I would have understood the whole Hemshech more, because both by the Mishkan and by the story of Eliezer, there's a lot of seemingly unnecessary repetition. Oh, so why does it exist? Because Rabban Shem has nachas from it. He has nachas from the Sikh of Avde Oves, and he has nachas from the Binyan of the Beis HaMikdash. We'll have to see why, what the Zustell is of the two. But I would have understood that. But Lahab Yisrael Oiskimbo, I'm not sure what the function of that is. L'chaoyra, from the Eliezer story, you see that the Rabban Shem has nachas from the repetition, because it's a beautiful thing. Yofes Ichosan shall avde ovas. We'll soon see why it's Yofes Ichosan. But, so then I would have said, just like the Sikha of the avde ovas is Yofes Ichosan, so the Sikha of the mitzvah, of the binyan of the Mishkan, and how it was done, and who did it, and what did it, and azoy, Chovet, yeah? Ki chofetz Hashem b'milocho, o mazge oi b'terosoi, derech chibo v'derech ma'ala. So you don't need the schas. I'm not sure about this phrase over here. I don't know. And the Beis HaYayin over here, who's usually so helpful, somehow doesn't say anything over here. Beisach nesh. But I'll call upon him. This is what we have in the Ramban, that the gentleman who was upset that it's so boring, if the Rabban Shem is not bored, I don't think we have to be bored either. In other words, if we can live ourselves and put ourselves into the Rabban Shem Simcha, the Chibo, and the Chofetz Hashem, Derech Mailo, Derech Chibo, Derech Mailo, so for us it should also be Derech Chibo and Derech Mailo, to repeat it again and again and again. Now, what we as Yidden are supposed to do now with this Ramban, I mean, we weren't consulted about whether the Torah should be written like this or like that, of what does it mean to us? Like, why does the Ramban tell this over here? Like, he said a whole bunch of things over here, and he goes over it also, like, again and again and again. Here earlier, V'hoyo maspik v'cholo inyan shiyomer v'yomer Moshe al kol adas mei Yisrael kol hamelocha asher tzivu Hashem oisoi. He already said all the protein. Why does he have to say it again? So the Ramban ends. I'll tell you why. Because it's ki chofetz Hashem b'melocha umazkir oiso b'teirosa pe'omim rabbis. Okay, so let's leave out that phrase lehaba yischal oiskimboy. Not because I want to proofread the Ramban and get rid of an extra phrase over here, chas v'sholem. But I don't know what to do with it. So it's there. At least it's in this. I haven't checked the other Kisvei Yad of the Ramban. I don't know. But I don't understand why it's there. But it's nish gefährlich. But in the meantime, we do have these two things. We have the Mishkan, where the Ribbono Shel Olam is not, he doesn't, I can't think of the word now, save on words. It doesn't matter to be marich and again and again and again. Not only doesn't matter, but that's what he wants. He has so much nachos. Yidden are building a Mishkan. Okay, now what's Taka the Pshat? Why does he have so much nachos? And also by the Suche Shal Avde Ovas, why does he have so much nachos? So the emphasis is that I think that these two parshias have this similarity because they're taka similar. Why is there more nachas? I understand. Yeah, So what does it say over there? What's Teirosa Shel Bonim? Teirosa Shel Bonim is Mistam Shas. Zvorim, Moed, Noshim, Nezikim, Kochim, Ta'ah! Shas! Da Zayna Shas Yid. Otherwise, some of us would be. But that's another story. But, so, and Eliezer's story, yeah, that he made this idea and this idea, and is she going to say, I'm going to give you the water? Is she not going to say? That's more chavev the Masechtas Kelim. More Chaviv than Zroim. More Chaviv than Kachem. Why? The Torah, and the Chamodim, Mizohar, Mipaz, Rav, Mesukim, Mitvash, Venoifes, Tzufim, Gam Avdurum, Nizabar, and Beshomrum, Ekev, Rav. Torah is a good Zach. Torah is a good Zach. Yeah? So why is it better, the story of Eliezer? I mean, what's going on over him? The truth is, I never really thought about it. But, you know, you say Yeshia, so you got to start thinking. Why is it Taka Yofisi Chosan Shal Avde Ovaz Yosem Mit Terosan Shal Bonim? Terosan Shal Bonim is Nishken Shlechte Zach. It's a Nishken Shlechte Zach. So why is the Sikha of Avde Ovaz more that the Rebbein Shem indulges, maybe, that's the word I was thinking about before. He indulges himself. Nachamol, nachamol, nachamol. Why? Yeah, Lanzwachem, and Kotchem, yeah? Why? And the same thing is with the Meister Mishkan. What is so Chovev? So I think that it's really the same thing that the Meister Mishkan and the story of Eliezer, I think they share a very important thing, meaning important, klappe the Ribbono Shel Olam kviyochel, that the Ribbono Shel Olam has special hanor, more than in Taros, more than in Kotchim, more than in Nazikin, more than in Noshim. He's got hanor from the plotum of the building of the Mishkan and the Sichos of Eliezer. What's going on? So I think that it's a very, very yesoidistic thing, and it'll help us not to be bored. Rahman al-Islam was a terrible thing to say. I mean, he's a good guy. They didn't want to say anything bad, but he shouldn't have said that. Not only he shouldn't have said it, he shouldn't have felt it. Shouldn't be boring. Why is this? So I want to read to you a Shtikl Maral. I think I've mentioned it before, but I'm going on the sugya in Shabbos of Tzadik Tes Omud Aleph. What does it say over there? That by the Mishkan, V'nirin Kerosen Beluloas K'chachovim Barakia. You know that you had the Yerias on top of the Mishkan, and there were two sets of Yerias, both of them made up of individual Yerias which were sewn together. So then those two Yerias were, you had the Lulois, the Treles Lulois, the bows or whatever you call them, right? And they were connected with the Kerosen, with the golden Kerosen. And the Gemara says over there, "V'nirin kerosin b'luloes k'chachovim b'rokia," that if you stood underneath them, here's Zog Rashi, "V'nirin kerosin b'luloes milza achritehi, shtei mechberois hoyu hayurios, kol achas v'achas heyurios, tefuroi zuim zu, v'machat," they were sewn together, "alpnei kol orkon," the whole length, "uve'emtza hoyu mechabe b'kerosim, Machberes im Machberes, Shehoyu Lulois, bis Faschitzoinor, Shel Kol Machberes, Beemzah Mishkan, Kneged Elu, Kedirsiv Makbilois Halulois. And if you stood underneath them and looked up, you saw all these golden hooks, whatever they were, against the blue background of the Lulois, so it looked like Koychovim Barokia. I've mentioned it a few times, this Gemara. It's strange, it doesn't, like, it's just a memory in the Gemara in the middle of nowhere, and then it goes on to a different thing. So, I mean, was steht da? So the Maral says something, and it's very, very, very unbelievable, and it's Kedai. I don't know, I don't think I ever read it to you, but I'm going to read it. It's just a short piece. It says like this, Nirin Lulois HaMishkan. Dovose bi'anu b'mokam acher, mishum shemase mishkan, dechsev vayhi b'yoym hashmini, in Pashas Shmini, it says vayhi b'yoym hashmini, Havaya Bifnei Atzma, that the building of the Mishkan, or the Chinuch of the Mishkan, which happened on the Yom HaShmini, is a creation, a separate creation, Havaya, a coming into being, Bifnei Atzma, Doima El Havayas Olam. The building of this small, relatively small Mishkan is the parallel of the creation of the entire universe. Wow. Nochamol. Havaya means a coming into being. Havaya bifnei atzma, doime el havayas oilam. It's a creation, an act of creation, which is similar to the creation of the universe. You know what's tutzach in the universe? There's a lot of things going on there. It's a very, very big place. Mentioned it the other day, that the Milky Way, where our planet Earth is, so from one end to the other, it takes 100,000 years to cross from one end to the other, and that's a fairly small galaxy. So there's a lot doing in the universe, and all of it is what Shokol connected it, the tiny little Mishkan in the Midbar. What is going on? And the Mishkan is even greater than the universe. Maral talks in a lot of places about that. Why is it called Yom HaShmini? There were only Shivas Yomei HaMiluim. And the Yom HaShmini is a separate day. So why is it Yom HaShmini? Why is it the eighth day? It's not part of the Miluim. So call it, it's a day. But why the eighth day? What chibur is there between the Shmini La Miluim and the Miluim? The Miluim are the Miluim, and this is not Miluim. This is something else. So why call it the eighth day? Uklal Omru B'Medrash. Shokul Masse Mishkan Kumai Masse Shemaim Voretz, Xivhoch Vahibi Yom HaShmini, Uxivhosam Vayera Vayvoika. Klal Hadova, Masse Mishkan, Havaye Bifnei Atzma, Lemailo Me Havayas Masse Bereshes. Misyaches Loi, Doime Loi, Kumai Shubianu Bepasha Shmini, which I did not find. Vese Masha Omru Kan, Nirim Lulois Bemishkan Kuchachovim Berokia, Rotzeloime Kidoimim Masse Mishkan El Masse Shemaim Voretz. Herta Meister. Meister Shemaim Voretz is the creation of the world. And how does the world look to us? We stand on our earth and we look up at night and we see a beautiful sky with Kachovim dotted all over the place, and that's a beautiful sight. And here, the Gemara is saying that the Mishkan had its own heavens, its own sky. You looked up underneath the joining of the Yerios, and you saw the golden crossim against the background of the Treles Lulois, and you saw a sky. It wasn't really a sky. It was just golden hooks against the background of trailers, loops. It wasn't really a sky, but it looked like a sky. And that gave, I can't tell you the mathematics over here, but that gave the Mishkan the unique status of a Bria on a par with Briat Shemaim V'Oretz. Wow. That's an unbelievable thing. So what's so great about the Mishkan? So they built a shul, and they brought korbanos there later on. You built a Mishkan. I don't know whether it says the Beis HaMikdash. I don't know whether by the Beis HaMikdash it says the same kind of thing as it says by the Mishkan over here. And the truth is that the Maral also makes a big issue out of it, that the Mishkan was never destroyed. The two bottom Mikdash never were destroyed. So he says because there were goyim involved in the building. So it wasn't Kulay Kodesh, I don't know, it doesn't use that lashon, but whatever the pshat is. But the Mishkan had apparently a madrega higher than the Bote Mikdash, and that is why it was never destroyed. The curtains wore out and so on, but there was no destruction. The goyim were never shoylet on it, and the Mishkan they were never shoylet. What's taka the pshat? And I started off the shiur by saying that really the binyan of the Mishkan and the chavivas that the Ribbono Shel Olam has in the building of the Mishkan is similar to the building of to the story of Eliezer Eved Avraham. Like, what's taka the similarity? And I think that, I don't know, I'll tell you what I think the pshat is. I don't know whether I'm right, but I'll tell you what I think the pshat is. Like, why is Eliezer's sicha more chovev to the Ribbono Shel Olam than Shas? Shas is a good tzar. So Eliezer is also a good tzar, but I mean that he should be shokel keneged. Chovev is more chovev. Ribbono Shel Olam wasn't going to save up on a single word. Let's say it again. Nochamol, nochamol, nochamol. What's so great about what Eliezer did? I think that the pshat is like this. I think that what is taka going on in the Mishkan? This we talked about in the sugya when Shlomo HaMelech wanted to bring the Oran into the Kodesh Kadoshim and the gates wouldn't open. Remember the sugya over there? So then so Shlomo HaMelech started davening Se'usha Orim Roshechem V'inosu Pisre Oilem V'yovam Melech HaKovad V'izem Melech HaKovad. So the Gemara says that the gates thought that maybe he meant himself. What, so the Kodesh Kedoshim should open for Shlomo HaMelech? He says, no, I meant Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem is Yisrael Gibor, Hashem Gibor Milchoma. Which we found very, very strange, that Shlomo HaMelech is arguing that you should let Shlomo HaMelech bring in the Oran because he's Gibor, because Hashem is Gibor Milchoma. Since he's a Gibor Milchoma, the Oran belongs in the Kodesh Kedoshim. We asked, David HaMelech was disqualified from building the Beis HaMikdash because he had Kidomim Rabim Shafachta. He was also a Milchoma, he was also a soldier. And here the Ribbono Shel Olam has right of way Kviyochel into the Kodesh Kedoshim because he's an Ish Milchoma. So we talked about it, maybe you remember it, it's Kedai to remember that really you have this story in the Shiras Hayom, Zekeli Va'anvehu, Elahayovi Va'Ramemena, I'm going to build him a dwelling place, Beis HaMikdash, Hashem Yish Milchoma, Hashem Shema, right away. Zekeli Va'anvehu, Elahayovi Ramemena, Hashem Yish Milchoma, Hashem Shema. So the Ribbono Shel Olam gets to have a home, Kviyochel, which is the Beis HaMikdash or the Mishkan. Why? Because he's an Ish Milchoma and Hashem Shema. So you see that Milchoma is a mile in having the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. Oh, so the Torah says that what Chazal say over there is Hashem Ish Milchoma, Hashem Shema, the Ribbono Shel Olam is an Ish Milchoma. But it's a different Milchoma. It's not a Milchoma that you do with weapons. It's a Milchoma that you do with the shame of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam's weapon is his name. And I think that what it means, the Milchoma, is that the Ribbono Shel Olam is an Ish Milchoma. Hashem Ish Milchoma, Hashem Shema. What's Taka the Pshat? Yeah, Mizeh Melech HaKavod, Hashem Izuz V'Gibor, Hashem Gibor Milchoma. The Ribbono Shel Olam is fighting a constant battle to turn the physicality of our physical world into Kedusha. That is the Milchoma of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that is waged not with guns, but with the shame of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that is what the Mishkan is. And that is why it's so choviv to the Ribbono Shel Olam. You want to give the Ribbono Shel Olam a present. You know, sometimes you have somebody who has everything. So now you're supposed to give him a present. So what are you going to choose? You're going to buy him a nice tie? Seltem nicht als ties. So what are you going to give him? He's got everything. the hardest person to please Kviyachal is the Rebbein Shalom. What are you going to give the Rebbein Shalom? Ki mimcha ha'kol miyotcha nesan alach. He owns everything. He has everything. Everything. There's never been anybody whom it's so hard to give a nice present than the Rebbein Shalom. So what do you do, Tucker? Oh, so the one thing that you can give the Rebbein Shalom is to take a physical world and make Kedusha out of it. Oy, 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 oy. Is that something nice for the Rebbein Shalom? Yeah, on the second day, the Rebbein Shalom made a rokia, Yischazek ha-rokia, there's the Olam ha-Elyonim and there's the Olam ha-Tachton. And there's a rokia there in the middle which doesn't allow access. So our physical world, Kol HaKavod, it's a beautiful world, and Baruch Hashem, but it's not holy. It's not holy. And creating a Kedusha out of physicality, that is a gift that we can give the Rebbein Shalom. Kviyochol, the Rebbein Shalom is Yoshev Bashamayim, and his world, Kviyochol, is the world of sanctity. And if you take a physical world, you take our physical world, and you create Kedusha out of it, which is what we do in the Beis HaMikdash. We take an ox, and it suddenly becomes an oiler. That is, that milchom Hashem ish, milchom Hashem Shemai. Ze keili v'anvehu. We're going to make him a place where we're constantly giving him presents. What's the present? What didn't he have? He didn't have the ox in the same way that he has Kedusha and Shamayim, because it's a physical thing. So we go into Beis HaMikdash and we let the ox become a korban, and it's a different thing. Oy Rabbeisa, it's a Moir de Gezach. And I think that is the pshat also by Eliezer, Eved Avraham. Avraham also did a lot of nice things. So from whom did the Rebbein Shalom have Mohana? From Avraham or from Eliezer? Yofes Yichoson shall after Ovos mit Teirosan shall Bonim. Even the Torah of the Bonim. Let's say the Ovos learned Torah, whatever that means. Right? So Eliezer's plan to find out whether Rivka was the right Shidduch for Yitzchak was more pleasing to the Rebbein Shalom than when the others sat down and learned Torah by Shem Ve'eva, whatever it was, whatever it means. And I think that's what's all about over here. That is the answer. That what Chazal mean over here, what the Ramban means. What does the Ramban say? That it's chaviv by the Rebbein Shalom. What is the chavivas? What's the chavivas of the Mishkan? And what is the chavivas of Eliezer Eved Avraham? It's a much bigger chavivas than the Torah of the Bonim. Let's say that Avraham sat there and he learned Kol HaTorah Kula in whatever way it was accessible to him. Lama Shein Zon. Avraham was a chunk of Kedusha. Eved, Ein Oro Mizdavik Beboruch. Eliezer Eved Avraham was a Oro Kanan. And now he has this idea, wow, he's got this beautiful shidduch in mind. Maybe Yitzchak will marry his daughter. And Avraham comes along and says, Ein oro mistavik beboruch. Du weißt, was du bist. You're my Rosh Yeshiva, it's true, yeah? But you should know that you're an oro, because you come from Canaan. And that changed. And that changed. And he became a Boruch. And that is the greatest gift, the greatest chavivas that you can give to the Rebbein Shalom. That means the Eliezer story tells the story of a metamorphosis of an Oro into a Boruch. That's a Kreisah Zach. And that's a terrific gift. That's a chavivas by the Rebbein Shalom. So now we know that why the Torah is so marich in the binyan of the Mishkan and in the story of Eliezer Eved Avraham. That's a much, much more exciting story for the Rebbein Shalom than Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. That's what it says. Right? Choviv sichoson shel avde ovez. Nochamol. Choviv sichoson shel avde ovez. Yosem mitarosom shel banim. There you have it. It's more choviv. What's happening? The Teretz is because taking a mekulel and making him into a baruch, that is a hanor by the Rabbi Hashem. And that is the Maisa Mishkan. And those two things which the Ramban measures together over here in this chazal is tells that whole story. And that's a moiradika moiradika zach. So I think that's a nice shiur for Vayakel, and maybe it'll hang over into Pikudah still also. Also, that is what the Mishkan is all about, and we have nothing to be bored about with the Mishkan. Achmona Letzlan. It's a Moirde Gezach. You think of the Kaddish Kadoshim, no Midah. No. It's a chunk of Olam Habo in Olam Hazeh. And that is the greatest Nachas which the Rabbi Nisham has. And he has more Nachas if you come from a distance away. People are Isaac in Kiruv. So Magadik is everything is that there's so much here that is given to us. And Baruch Hashem, Shanosan Toiro Lama Yisrael, it's a Magadik, and we should be Zoycha to use it in the right way.